Thank you, Catherine. We're looking at exactly that, a survival kit for children, well, and others who may want to hear as well. We've been thinking about how people out there, perhaps people that you might know, when you grow up that you will meet, who will say such things as, what have we looked at the last few weeks there? What kinds of things do they say about us poor people? Stanley.
Blasphemous stuff.
Well, they do indeed, don't they? Timothy?
They say we're brainwashed.
Ah, that is it, isn't it? They say we're brainwashed, that they are the free thinkers. They are the ones that can explore and be free to think, and we poor things are chained in our understanding, and we're like in a prison, and we're really never going to get it. And we saw that's nonsense, that Christians have been some of the greatest explorers and discoverers through history. What else did we look at? In fact, if you were here last week, some of us weren't here last week. Timothy wasn't here last week, but he's still going to try and answer. But somebody who was here last week, we looked at another argument that's used against the Bible and against the Lord's people. Charlotte?
Religion causes wars.
Absolutely right. Religion causes wars. True or false? Molly?
True.
True. It does. Wrong religion, false religion, generates lots and lots of wars. True Christianity makes peace. And we thought about the effects of not believing in God, and what did we have to say about that? Ah, it brings peace, we said, did we? Does that bring peace? Atheism brings peace all over the world. What do we think, Charlotte? Does it? It doesn't. And I mentioned some people, didn't I? Can you remember who? Or countries and places and people where that has been proved to be the case. Catherine.
North Korea,
country today, ruled by atheists, hate the Bible, hate all their own people virtually. They put them all in prison, or a lot of them. Awful place, sadly. We pray for that country. Who else? I mentioned some names from last century. Timothy.
Adolf Hitler.
Hitler, and the fellow in Russia, can you remember his name? He was with S. Killed lots and lots of people, more than Hitler, we think. Stalin, he was an atheist. Lots of people died and have died and are dying at the hands of atheists. So they're wrong to say no religion leads to peace. Lack of religion often leads to even more deaths. Now then, today, something else which is sometimes said about Christians and Bible-believing people. Oh, they say, you are wrong. You are wrong because you don't need to believe in God to be good. You don't need to believe in a book, by which they mean the Bible, in order to be good. We're good anyway. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? Atheists say, and we'll allow not all of them start wars. What shall we say? Timothy.
Atheists get drunk.
Yeah.
Disorder.
Well, they do. They surely do. And you read about some of them there, and they leave their wives or their husbands and create all kinds of family distress. But then, well, so often do people who claim to be religious. What else can we say? Is it true that you can be good without the Bible and good without a belief in God and do good without any belief in any God? Is that true? Stanley?
No, because you don't have anything to follow to be good.
Yes, I can see how you get to that answer. Because I haven't agreed with it immediately, suggests that perhaps, true or false, that you do not need to believe in God to be good. What do you think, Timothy?
Partly true, as it's not just religious people that do good things.
Right. Judged by the outward appearance of things, atheists will help people. I'm thinking of them at their best. Will help people that are sick. Or will be prepared to give money and give generously. Perhaps we're thinking of them at their best to relieve poverty and to do good in the world. We would say, oh no, you're right. You can do good works, at least as we would view them outwardly, without believing in God and without believing in the Bible. Yes, we would agree with that. However, we'd also say something else. Where does their goodness come from? Or that goodness which shows itself in those kinds of charitable works and things. Where does it come from? Who gave them it? Catherine. God did. You know, atheists are made in the image of God, like all of us, inescapable. Everybody that is born in the world, though we are sinners and fallen, but we're also made in the image of God. Tell me something about God. What's God like? What's he like? Catherine.
He's very kind.
He's very kind. He's very generous. And grace. Anything else? Stanley.
Magnificent.
Timothy.
Merciful.
Merciful. Anything else? What about with people? Yeah, go on, Charlotte. You're just scratching your ear. Or Timothy.
Forgiving,
yes. And just. You hear people say, that's not fair. That's unfair. Well, they only feel that, and they only think that because they're made in the image of God. Because God says, that's not fair when somebody lies or deceives. That's not right when somebody is unjust to somebody or shows some favor here but doesn't help that person there. Because they're made in the image of God. In a way, though we're sinners and it affects it and spoils it, the fact that anybody can do any good and think some good things and help people and be generous to people and be kind to people, and atheists often are, we think of them at their best, or that anybody can say, that's not fair, and perhaps get quite worked up about it and quite cross about the thing, shows we're made in the image of God. So sorry, atheists. Yeah, you don't have to have the Bible. You don't even have to believe in God to do good things and to think good things and to be kind and to be helpful. Yes, we will allow you that thought, but I'm afraid the only reason you do that is because you're made in the image of God. You're a creature that God has made and in whom there is still the evidence of the Creator who is just and forgiving and holy and good. So they can't get away with that one there. And so if you find, as you grow up, or if you meet people, say, oh, I can be good without the Bible. I don't need God to be good. Well, we say, yes, I can understand what you're saying, but I'm afraid you're still wrong, because the only reason you do any good at all is because you're actually made by the God you don't believe in. Children's Survival Pack, we'll look a little bit further next week, God willing, at perhaps some of those things that might also be a help to us in this world where people are so full of hatred for God and for Scripture, and where we need to take our stand if we want to follow Christ.